Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed someone to understand my ups and downs. There you
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show from 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on X at Jeff underscore Calkins. Jeff, happy Monday to you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good to hear. Good to hear. Was it a good weekend? I hope so.
Yeah, a reasonably good weekend, yeah.
Okay. Good to hear. Good to hear. Did you attended exit interviews, I take it, a little bit earlier?
I did not.
You did not? It was Chris and Drew.
It was Chris and Drew were there, and I was, they happened at, commenced at 10 o'clock, smack in the middle of my radio show, so I followed along. I will say that it felt like, honestly, I think it's the first one I've ever not covered, but it felt like it was pretty uneventful as these things go. You know, you compare it to last year, the season ended in it was obviously a much better season, but it ended in such sort of ignominious, flop of an ending. And so there was a lot to get into. We had, what was going to happen with Dylan Brooks. We had Ja, vowing, to be out of the headlines. We had, which he wasn't, but, so then there was sort of a lot that unfolded last year. By the time Dylan was done talking, we knew he would not be back. And then this year, by comparison, I don't know. What would you identify as the single biggest bit of news out of the end of the season wrap up?
I think news is a strong word for what today was.
No, I know, but the
thing that I did latch on to is the Grizzlies are planning on adding a big. We know that, but felt like Zach Kleiman had a different thought. I mean, he said, ideally, if Jaren Jackson Jr. can play the five, they want that to happen. Brandon Clark said, sort of the opposite of that. He said that he likes, Jaren at the four, having a big alongside him. He mentioned Steven Adams in that conversation. He said he likes coming off the bench to sort of give one of those two guys a reprieve. I it depends on how you read it, because Zach Kleiman was very clear that he in an ideal world, Jaren Jackson will play the five, but I wonder if he's talking about closing lineups as opposed to starting lineups.
That's the thing. I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any question that they needed to add a big, and I don't think there's any question that the skill set of the big needs to complement Jarrett, right? No matter where he is. You need a big, whether it's a four or a five, who can ultimately
rebound,
bang, yeah, and rebound, you know? So I don't know, like, Jaren will play some. I would guarantee you this. He will play four and five. It's the question of, is Jaren a four or is Jaren a five? The answer is both. It's situational. You know, is Dez is a two, except when Ja's off the court, when he's a one. You know, like, yeah. I mean, and so I think Jaren, honestly, one of his superpowers is his adaptability. Like, Jaren's pretty good no matter where you put him. And so if Jaren is next to Brandon, then Jaren's the five. When Jaren was next to Steven, then Jaren was the four. And I think you'll see something like that. So I didn't think, I mean, he was up front and said, we're not going to hide the ball. We need another big. But that seemed obvious. To me, there was no news.
Yeah, there
was. I mean, the other bits of news, if you want to call them that, is G.G. Jackson's going to be playing in the summer league.
Yes,
which I certainly expected.
And he said the right thing. He said that now this is where the real work begins because all the stars are coming back. I've got to find where to fit. Perfectly done by G.G. Jackson.
Derrick Rose wants to come back, and so that was, I guess, news there. I thought it was interesting that. With Luke, he said, we still believe in Luke, but there were decisions that have to be made, right? And so that at least suggests the decision has not already been made, right?
Yeah.
So that was something of news. They're going to take the best player available. That's not really news.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to see how the board falls. So here's the truth, though. I don't think they know. You know, like, it's sometimes you feel like they know and they're not telling you, which is fine. They're not supposed to. But I really think in this circumstance, they don't know who the big will be. They don't know who they're going to draft. They don't know where they're drafted. You know, they certainly don't even know where they're until the lottery. They don't know where they're going to be, in the draft. I thought it was kind of news that Desmond Bane's injury. Well, it was news that Ja is, at least we got an update. Halfway through the summer, he'll be able to start playing basketball or basketball-related activities. It was sort of news. We got an update that with Desmond Bane, it's weeks, not months. And that suggests that it's at least weeks. Like, some people have been wondering, why hasn't Desmond Bane, you know, the Grizzlies just been tanking with everybody? Could everybody have been playing if this were the playoffs? And so when he says that Desmond Bane is weeks, not months, it suggests that it's a real injury. Like, he wouldn't be playing if it even were the playoffs. So there were little bits of news here and there, just nothing particularly earth-shaking.
Yeah, no, I didn't buy into too much of it. It was fine though. I mean, it was fine. It was earlier than what we've become accustomed to the last few years. Say that.
I didn't believe much of it. I just didn't think there was not really much. Even in advance when I was trying to predict what could be said that would be earth-shaking. There's nothing that they could say that would be earth-shaking. What are they going to do? Come out and say, you know, we're done with Luke? I guess that, you know, they could have, we're not going to pick up his option? No, they're just not going to say, you know. So it's not that I wasn't buying anything they said. I just didn't think that it was particularly newsy. There was anything really news available to be said.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Tiger basketball, there's some news there. Colby Rogers. I think you feel most people feel okay about it. I think there is the thought. I've heard a couple of things. Wichita State. Jaquan Walton came from Wichita State. He shot 40% from three. How much should we buy into it? How much should we buy into it? I think you should buy into it a little bit more than Jaquan Walton. This guy's been doing it for 4 years, and he's a lifetime 39% three-point shooter. And he shot 7.1 attempts per game last year, and he was really good for Wichita State. And the other thing I hear is, you know, how much should we really buy into it when most of these guys, the P.J. Haggerty and Colby Rogers, they came from really bad AAC teams. Well, should you be prioritizing guys that played in a miserable conference? And what I'd say to that is, that miserable conference that we're talking about, Tigers finished fifth in it last year. And I think that having some guys that understand the conference and have had success in this conference might be a better thing than people are trying to paint it as.
I mean, I think both are. If it's good he's getting players. It's good he's getting players with some resume. It's good he's getting some players with some skills. Some particular skills that seem to fit with each other. I think it's a fair thing to say is getting the best player on crappy teams. Is that really a recipe for putting together a deep tournament run? Like, what are we trying to do here? Like, how high is the ceiling if what you're saying is you're getting a bunch of Jordan Brown equivalents or whatever, and that who players who have put up numbers on really crap teams, even PJ Haggerty, who I think everyone would say is the best. You know, the best recruit they have, certainly the highest ranked recruit they have, is, you know, put up numbers on a bad team.
Only and one so, year or two worth of sample size.
Yeah, so like where does that really get you assembling a bunch of players who put up numbers on bad teams? Like, is that really going to get you on a, you know, but so I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to start a parade over their over their signings, you know.
I mean, think we're past doing the parade thing. I think we're past ignoring like what it could actually look like when they get to campus.
Right.
We're past.
I mean, the most recent he's ranked. I think 247 has him ranked as 174 or something. Right now, that's not bad when you consider there's 2,000 players in the portal. Right. I mean, but being ranked 174, that's not a. This isn't Derrick Rose coming to campus. It's not even Antonio Anderson coming to campus. You know, it's a guy who's ranked 174. He has a skill. He can hit three-pointers. It'll be good if he can hit three-pointers. And I, like you, I'm going to go ahead and believe that he's going to be better at doing it than Jaquan Walton was. But but I understand if some people want to. If I am not going to stop anyone from being skeptical. You know,
not at all. Because I'm very skeptical too.
Right. So if people have some skepticism about where collecting the best players or some of the best players on teams that were worse than Memphis last year gets you, that's a perfectly reasonable reason for skepticism. I do think it's funny. I was talking to Jeffrey about this, and he thought it indicated. You know, he thought it indicated that you know, you might have some significant returner who's, you know, sort of on the fence and in the NBA that he might still be coming back. I don't know. Like,
I've heard that sentiment. I part of what I've heard from some people is that it feels like he's building this roster for David Jones to come back. I think having, you know, PJ Haggerty and Colby Rogers, that sort of tells me, yeah, David Jones coming back would be phenomenal, but I am planning for life without him. We have enough scoring.
I think it's more that. I mean, yeah. I mean, Colby Rogers shot, you know, 7 threes a game, averaged, what, 14-something points a game? That's not
16
a guy,
last year.
Yeah, that's not a guy who just fits in around David Jones and is happy for David Jones to take all the shots, right? It doesn't seem like that. He's not just a Steve Kerr who's going to sit in the corner and take threes when they're open. And so I think you're exactly right. To me, it looks more like he's building a team that can compete, which I think is wise, actually, that can compete without if David Jones isn't there, right? That's what you want. There's no way. You can't predict. And I think David Jones doesn't even know now. So I think you should be building a team that you can score whether David Jones is there or not. I have not read into it that, what this looks like is they're counting on David Jones and they're fitting in parts around him, which is something I've heard, but I'm with you. It doesn't feel like that to me looking at some of the players who've been added.
All right, now we'll talk about this and then put it to bed. Mark Pope, introduction to Kentucky. I think that's about whoever planned that to bring the 96 team back and have Mark Pope hold the championship trophy. That was about as well planned as I've seen an introduction in a while.
You know what he did? He won the press conference.
He sure did. 100%.
You know what I mean? He absolutely. Well, first of all, whatever you think of Kentucky, hat tip to Kentucky for showing up the way they did, right? I mean, that's when you can fill the building for a hire that is even in Kentucky fandom, at least initially seen as a disappointing hire, that's impressive.
Yeah.
It did remind me, and we've brought this up before, it reminded me with, you know, exactly incredible, with the scene at Memphis Madness after John left, and it was the first Memphis Madness with Josh Pastner. It was exactly the same, because when John was here, there was this sense that this was great and all, but John felt like he was bigger than the program. And so there was this incredible desire to prove that the program is bigger than one man. So what happened? Everyone crammed into FedEx Forum. The fire marshals had to tell people to stop coming, like it was, because people were rallying around, you know, the guy who would put the program first, who cared about the right things, who, like, all of that. That's what happened with Josh. It obviously ultimately did not work out well. I don't think that means that it won't work out for Kentucky and Mark Pope. We will see. But it was eerie how similar those things were. Like, and then, yes, to do it with the championship team and the trophy was terrific.
Yeah, and it is another reminder on top of that, and I agree with your sentiment there, but social media and message boards aren't real either. All the Kentucky fans saying, "Oh, I'm out. Screw this. Not re-upping my season ticket package." There was a butt for every seat there.
Yes, we talked about that. That there's no.
They'll
question.
Talk themselves into it.
Right, people would talk themselves into it, and it's even easier to talk yourselves into someone who you like already, who's one of your own, who a player who won a national championship, helped win a national championship for you. So. I didn't ever have any doubt that Kentucky fans would get behind him. Now, I also have no doubt that they will turn on him as fast as, you know, if he does not deliver what they, you know, the level of winning that they want.
What's the sample size for that, though? 2 years?
Oh, I mean, listen, I mean, people will be unhappy. The first game he loses.
Yeah, 100%. I get that. I'm just talking about, like, full picture.
Yeah, I think 2 years. At the end of 2 years, people will be saying, no, he's... But if it's a flop, you know, by the middle of second year, people will be... The majority of the fan base will be saying he's got to go. If in the middle of the second year, it's still... it's looking grim. But, yeah, I think you get... I mean, you saw it here with Tubby. A pretty much disastrous, you know, unless there's something criminal or scandalous, right? Even the worst coaches, it's 2 years. So, but people will pull the plug after 2 years, particularly programs as ambitious as Kentucky. So, I'd say he's got 2 years to figure this out.
Talking with Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X. NBA playoff set. We're going to have play-in games Tuesday and Wednesday. I think my overarching take is that the Eastern Conference playoff picture, and I knew this going in, is not fun, just because I think at the top you have the Celtics and they're better than everybody else. I'm curious what the 76ers can do with Joel Embiid and maybe the Heat, because the Heat sometimes can catch lightning in a bottle in the playoffs and get going. The Western Conference, though, looks very fun. It was cool to see the Thunder, youngest one seed in the history of the NBA, they beat out the 04-05 Suns, 23 years of age is their average age. It's crazy to me. But they got the one seed. And then the play-in should be very eventful, very fun. Warriors versus Kings in that first game, and then you have the Lakers trying to play into the 7 or 8 seed. That should be great. What are you looking forward to, if matchup-wise, after seeing how it all shook out?
Yeah, I think I'm with you. The East is pretty uneventful. What will the Sixers look like, I think, is obviously the main question.
Giannis being hurt.
And Giannis. Yeah. I mean, the truth of the matter is Milwaukee has struggled with the Pacers anyway this year. And so, and that's a team where you're going to have, that's a series where you're going to have a million points. So that series is interesting to me. But, I mean, in the West, you're exactly right. I mean, when you've got a play-in that has LeBron and Steph and Zion even, if you want to include him as a, like, the play-in's fantastic. But then the series that we already know, the matchups that we already know, the Clippers and Dallas, is fascinating to me. And then I think Minnesota and the Suns is a really interesting series, and those ones are locked in. It's questionable. You know, people have suggested, would the Lakers like to, would they prefer to be 8 as opposed to 7?
Oh, God.
So they get Oklahoma City as opposed to Denver. And the answer to that, by the way, is yes. I think
sure.
they would prefer. And it was Denver that screwed that up by losing Friday night to San Antonio, which was crazy.
Yeah.
Like, Denver should be the one seed by all rights, and then you would be looking at this. But I think in a perfect world, the Lakers would prefer to play Oklahoma City, but I don't think it's worth losing the first
You'd have
game
some real cojones. You have to be real confident in yourself.
Yeah.
And based on what I've seen from the Lakers, they should not be that confident in themselves.
Right.
That they can beat the Kings or the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Warriors in a one-off, and there's
Whoever
no doubt about it. No way.
You can't do that.
Do you want to be in the playoffs or not?
If they lose to the Pelicans, I don't think... I mean, they'll obviously try to win that game. There's no
sure.
question in my mind. But if they lose to the Pelicans, it won't be the worst thing in the world.
Right? No, but it could... I mean, it's very possible.
It could set them up for a quick exit for not making the playoffs. That's 100% true.
It's very possible that they could be out of the playoffs.
Right.
And I'm saying they
will try desperately to beat the Pelicans. But if they lose to the Pelicans, it won't be. It may set up an easier path for them.
Yeah, they do. And they do find themselves in situations like that all the time where they luck out into matchups and luck into trades like the Rui Hachimura trade last year. Like, they find their way.
I mean, wouldn't it be fun? Let's be honest. The most fun would be if they lose to the Pelicans and the Warriors win, and so then you've got the Lakers and the Warriors in one game. That would be incredibly fun.
I don't care about everybody else. I would rather see the Lakers get swept by the Nuggets in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, no,
that would be fun for me. All right. I don't care about everybody else's wants. I'm being selfish about this one. I'd rather see the Lakers get swept by the Nuggets in the first round. That would be great.
I can see that too. Yeah. Now I'll say this, the Grizzlies do or should have or would have the Warriors draft pick if they hadn't made the Marcus Smart pick.
Yeah.
And it looks as if, you know, whatever, the Warriors are seemingly unlikely to make the playoffs at this point. The Warriors are likely to be in the back end of the lottery, and that pick, but for the Marcus Smart trade, would also belong to the Grizzlies. Okay. I mean, whatever. It's what's done is done. But and it's, again, it's not a draft where you're going to lament losing that pick that much. But it is sort of interesting. It looks like Golden State may well miss, right?
Yeah, it looks like they might. I'm curious, Kings versus Warriors, though. That was a great series last year. That was a great series. I mean, the Western Conference is carrying the NBA playoffs, it feels.
The West Conference is fascinating. And I do think
46 and 36 being the 9 and 10 is insane, by the way. Yeah. Like, we can admit that.
For the NBA generally, this feels like obviously it's been a crappy year in Memphis. But it's been a good year for the NBA. You know, I mean, there's been injuries, and that's been a But the parity is such that I think there's five or six teams that could come out of the West that wouldn't just shock you. You wouldn't say they don't belong there. That was if somehow Dallas gets to the NBA Finals, would not be completely shocking.
They've been great.
I'm not going to predict it. You know, it's the league is loaded now, and it's because you've got stars all over the place. They are heaven, in fact, all clustered somewhere. You know, you've got.
And we're in a transition period between young and old stars.
And we're, yes, exactly true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like we're trying to get used to the young stars. Hopefully them being in the top six seeds or top five seeds helps facilitate that more than watching the play-in. But I know a bunch of people still watch LeBron and AD and Steph and Clay and Draymond in the play-in. So we'll see what happens.
Well, and that's understandable. I think there is also no question that the play-in has been a massive, massive success.
Yeah, I don't get why. There's still people out there that deny.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's still a few people out there. I'm speaking so generally that I'm making your head spin here. But I think there's still some people that are a little mum on the idea.
I think it's
an objective, without question, success. You cannot deny what the play-in has brought to the game.
Yeah, I mean, the only downside this year is Atlanta-Chicago. Did we really need
but
that?
But that goes back to the East in general. Right. Like, even the matchups that are already set in stone, I'm just not – I mean, Pacers-Bucks doesn't do it for me without Giannis. And Cavs-Magic, do I care that much?
No, the Cavs-Magic is interesting because it felt like the Cavs tanked to get into that 4-5 matchup almost. They didn't play their guys in the last game of the season. So they get so now they get Orlando in the first round, but then you get by doing that, you get Boston in the second round, presumably.
Yeah.
And so basically what Cleveland is saying is, after last year's embarrassing playoff performance, we just want to win a playoff series. That's what was happening. We want to avoid the Sixers, and we just want to win a playoff.
I'm still big. I mean, over that series, I like the one-off and the play-in between the Sixers and the Heat more than that. I mean, it's just...
Oh, no, Sixers and Heat is going to be fun. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but we'll see what happens. Jeff, I appreciate it. We'll do it again tomorrow.
See you again.
Yes, sir. That is Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins on X, Daily Memphian columnist. Also host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11 on 92.9 ESPN. Now, Oxbow, family-owned and operated retail store that's been making waves in Memphis for over a decade. Get over there, 964 June Road, off Poplar, on June Road, behind that Amoco station. It's this beautiful two-story storefront. You're going to love what you see when you pull up. You'll be met by a kind, courteous staff. Earl the dog will be in there. Make sure you pat him on the head and tell him Gabe sent you. I love my guy, Earl. But when you get in there, there's a lot of things that you can take advantage of. First of all, I'll point you in the direction of the clothing. Best brands, Genteel, Free Fly, Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Missing, and Maine. They have your favorite teams over there. You can get vintage tees, or you can take advantage of those brands and get a polo, get some pants, whatever it is. But they have Tigers, Grizzlies, Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, you name it, they have it over at 964 June Road at Oxbow. They also have sports memorabilia for diehard fans, vintage vinyl for music lovers, hunting and outdoor essentials for the adventurous souls. Make sure you get over there. They have a great selection of whatever your heart desires. And it's a great place to go to grab a gift if there's a birthday. Just make sure you get over there. Make sure you get over to 964 June Road, off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco station. And if you don't want to go in person, you can go online, shopoxbow.com. And when you go to shopoxbow.com and you go to fill up that shopping cart, you're going to have a space that you can put in a promo code. And in that promo code space, make sure you put in the Gabe Show. All caps, no spaces, the Gabe Show. And you'll get 20% off your online order at shopoxbow.com. Whether you're going online or to 964 June Road, remember to shop local, shop Oxbow. We're going to have more of the Gabe Kuhn Show coming up next.
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Feel his dear appointed duty.
So Scottie Scheffler won the Masters. The overwhelming favorite going into the weekend, won by 4 strokes running away. He was at 11 under. And it's just crazy how consistent the guy has been. For those that have not paid attention to what Scottie Scheffler's doing this year, start paying attention right now. There were some questions coming into the season about his putter. He seemed to have alleviated those concerns. But his last 4 tournaments, win, tied for second, and now a win at the Masters. It's his second win at the Masters. He becomes the 4th youngest player to win 2 Masters titles. At 27, the other 3, Seve Ballesteros, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods, and he's one of 2 players to win the Masters and the Players' Championship, the other being Tiger Woods. This guy is an absolute superstar. Now, one thing that really does strike me about his level of superstar is it's strictly on the course. He's not a guy who's like going to get people to rally alongside of him. He's not this overwhelming personality, but he seems to have an unbelievable mindset, even at 27 years old. And this is just the beginning of this guy's career, man. And, I mean, just seeing what he's doing, the consistency with which he's playing with, I can't get over it. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. There was a special that people were talking about before the Masters hit. Of course, it's the first of the 4 majors, and there was a special out there on FanDuel. It's like plus 500, plus 650. It had moved down as more people bet it for him to finish top 10 in every single one of the majors. And, you know, it's hard to finish top 10 in every single one of the majors. You finish 11th or 12th, you're outside of the top 10, therefore you'd lose that bet. I think that bet is about as safe as possible based on what Scottie Scheffler's doing right now. This guy is an absolute baller, and he shows it every single weekend.
It is shocking that he's 27 years old, and it makes me just stand in the mirror and look at it for like an hour. I'm just like, what am I doing? One of my favorite quotes that he had was, he goes, I feel like I'm playing really good golf right now. Yeah, pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You've won 3 tournaments in 4 tries in your last 4 tries, and you got second in the other.
You're just the first person to ever win back-to-back Players' Championships, but yeah, pretty good.
I can't get over it, man. This guy...
Number one for 80 weeks, pretty good.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous the pace he's on. He is starting to turn it on, and it's just like nothing seems to affect him either. Hits a bad shot, he'll correct it.
Calm, cool, collected.
It's really what
Well, that's what he talked about. He said he thinks that he is the most in control of his emotions right now, and that he's in a good place, and that he's been able to mature, and that's helping his golf game.
Yeah, and the other story was Neil Shipley, 23 years of age, grad student at Ohio State. He's the only amateur who made the cut at the Masters. Kind of fun to see him. And by the way, Tiger Woods finished dead last of the people that made the cut. He was at 16 over.
But he made the cut.
But it was really cool to see Neil Shipley and his one of his good high school friends was his caddy. He just like called his buddy from high school to come caddy for him. Carter Pitcairn, I believe is how you say his name. But both of those guys alongside Tiger and chopping it up the entirety of the weekend, Sunday. That's unreal, man. That's fun. That's fun.
You're playing with Tiger on Sunday.
I think he finished 11 over, but who gives a damn?
Who cares?
He made the cut at the Masters.
It was at the Masters.
But like them casually just taking strolls down the fairway, talking to each other, going back and forth. And what's really cool is Tiger's like giving him the time of day. Tiger's not like trying to give him the cold shoulder, act like he's too big for it. Tiger's sitting there talking to him. I would imagine some pointers and some stories were being exchanged. That was cool to see.
Very cool to see.
But Neil Shipley, 23 years old, Ohio State. He finished 11 over on the weekend. Also, we said goodbye to Vern Lundquist. How about that? So there's that. That was tough. That was tough. Hell of a career, man. I don't know what else to say.
I'm going to miss him.
Of course. Of course you will. But
one of the voices of our childhood.
I mean, he was phenomenal for years. And you could tell as they were signing off, I mean – he said a few words, and he said it's been a joy, and basically gave it all that. And you could tell he was very crying as they went off the air, so he couldn't really get many more words out. And I understand this is a lot of years of work he's thrown into golf, so definitely said goodbye to him this weekend. But it was good. It was bittersweet.
It was a good Masters.
It was a good Masters. It was a very good Masters. But it's becoming where every major – for the rest of the year, I can't doubt that Scottie Scheffler will be the guy at the top of the leaderboard going into Sunday. It's just the consistency and everything else, man. I know it gets hard to play that much golf over an entire season, but it's just not affecting him. I know it's early still, but it's not affecting him in the slightest. It's almost become like it's going to be pretty predictable that he'll be right there. Now, everything else can fall in around him, and we'll see how it goes, but
he's a safe bet.
He is about as safe a bet as you could possibly make. I was very disappointed in two guys. Bryson, although it's not like I hated seeing him completely fall off
I enjoyed
on Sunday.
It.
That was fun to watch. Colin Morikawa, though.
That one was the weird
body.
One. That one was odd.
He just flailed around on Sunday, couldn't do anything. And he went into Sunday with he was a one stroke off the lead, I believe. That's tough. That's tough to see. I didn't like seeing that one. Bryson, I can deal with. Like, I can watch him flail around on a Sunday. Colin Morikawa, it's tough, man. He's got to get back right.
Yeah, he shot a 74.
Right. Yeah, he's got to get back right. That was not good. That was not good by any stretch of the imagination. Now let's go ahead and grab a break. And we need to go ahead and hop into small talk. And there's a few things that we can discuss, including Disney Plus. They have announced something about what they're going to do with their platform.
It's revolutionary.
It's apparently they're selling it as
We've
revolutionary.
We've never seen it before.
But we'll discuss that next right here on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, I want to start, before we get to the WNBA draft and, you know, Saturday Night Live with Caitlin Clark. She's in New York doing her thing. Disney Plus has this new idea, newfangled idea for their platform and their app and everything else. If you're subscribed to Disney Plus, make sure you listen in because this is revolutionary. It's going to change the game. Disney Plus has decided to change the game, to make their product better. They will have a continuous scheduled stream of shows with specific genres like Marvel and Star Wars, and they're going to create channels. They're going to give you channels of Marvel and Star Wars with a continuous stream of shows while they still have the streams to the side and you can go watch whatever you want to do. This is cable. Like, this is literally cable. This is their newfangled idea. But everything about TV and the way we're trying to take it in right now with streaming, it's so cyclical, it's making my head spin. I'm getting annoyed by this. We're going to channels on Disney Plus. Can we just do something here where let's put them all together, everything, every bit, just Netflix, whatever, just everybody mesh together and then give me your channels and we'll call it a thing called cable. That's what we'll do. I know it's brand new, revolutionary. You've never heard of it before, but let's just get to that point because that's where we're headed again. It's so frustrating to see how ridiculous this entire way we take in all of our favorite shows, how we stream things, what we watch live, sports are now on Max, and just put it all in one place, call it cable, just like it was, just like the Lord meant it to be, quite frankly. But this was pitched as like, oh, this is brand new, no one else is doing it, Disney Plus, you're just doing channels.
Since the moment these streamers started merging, everybody has been like, oh, this is just going to become cable again. They're like, no.
Yeah, of course.
No, it's going to be different. It's going to be totally different. We're going to have channels of just Star Wars. So cable again.
Yeah,
got it. Thank you. I appreciate it. And while I'm happy that it's going this direction because I just want cable back because it's easier.
Yeah.
It's easier and it makes the most sense. I do think it's a bit silly that they're trying to pretend like it's some revolutionary idea.
You're rebranding cable. Like, well, okay. Like, you can call it what you want to call it. It's still cable. You're doing channels of continuous streams that you don't really plan on having people rewind and do all that. It's cable. It's frustrating. What a great idea, right? Disney Plus, my gosh, they sat around a meeting table. Let's think about this, kind of. They sat around a boardroom table and had this discussion, and they all were like, that is a wonderful idea. Channels. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. You, sir or ma'am, you're revolutionary. You are a revolutionary. Beautiful idea. That happened in Disney before they rebranded into channels. This is sad. This is sad.
X-Men 97 rocks, though.
I haven't seen it. Good?
It's very good.
Go watch.
Excellent.
Okay, I'll go do that.
Fallout is amazing.
I don't care about the channels, though. I don't care about the channels,
but the product's Fallout? Been pretty good. No, Fallout is amazing.
I have, I don't know how many different subscriptions, okay? I have all these all these things. I need to go watch it. I'll watch Fallout. I'll watch X-Men 97. But now Disney Plus is saying they're just going to go do channels.
Shogun?
Shogun's phenomenal. Phenomenal. New episode tonight, right?
Tonight.
I'll be locked in. We need to see what happens. What does Tora Nagasama do? Right?
It's getting at the Crimson Sky.
The Crimson Sky?
Crimson Sky coming? Yeah. Coming to a TV near you?
Yeah. Now, WNBA drafts tonight. That should be interesting to watch. Here's my guess.
Who's going one?
Here's my favorite guess here. I bet you that this will be the highest.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rated WNBA draft of all time. Is that fair?
Fair bet.
Is that a fair bet?
Yep.
I know everyone knows Caitlin Clark is going to go number one, but I think people will tune in just to see Caitlin Clark go number one. She's in her Prada. She's all styled up. Angel Reese will probably be a first-round pick. She'll probably be around seven. Cameron Brink. But everybody's watching for Caitlin Clark. And she was on SNL this past weekend. And I have not, to be fair, I've just seen some of the clips and some of the skits. Saw the Beavis and Butthead's
all-time
skit with Ryan Gosling. I need to go back and watch the entire SNL. But Caitlin Clark was on the Weekend Update. That was cool. That was cool to see.
It was a solid appearance. She gave love to South Carolina.
I thought she was really good, too.
Yeah.
I thought she was solid. Handled it. Got after Michael Che a little bit. That was cool to see. But I heard this SNL this weekend with Caitlin Clark and Ryan Gosling. I heard it was one of the best ones in a few years.
It was really good. It was really good.
You appreciate it.
Thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to Ryan Gosling's new movie. It seems like he's figured out what people want from him, and he's just like, I'm going to keep doing that.
What's his new movie?
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Mm-hmm. Okay. With Emily Blunt.
Okay.
It's getting solid reviews.
Give me a little bit of a...
He's a stunt man that gets somehow involved with a crime that he has to solve. I believe is the synopsis or the
action adventure type deal.
Action adventure comedy, probably in along the lines of Nice Guys, probably similar to that.
Okay. All time favorite Gosling movie? Do you have one?
Nice
off
Guys.
Off top of your head, Nice Guys.
Nice Guys or Blade Runner 2049.
Crazy Stupid Love. I gotta give him
solid
a minute
for pick.
That. That's one of the best
solid
rom-coms.
Give me another Nice Guys. I need the Nice Guys 2 immediately with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling. Somebody call somebody.
Okay. Well. You can tune in to the WNBA draft tonight. We'll watch a little bit, see Caitlin Clark get picked, and move on with your life.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I'll be doing some hell diving, probably.
Oh, really?
I still I got Democracy.
Do they have it out
display
on Xbox
they
yet?
They don't. We need reinforcements, damn it. The automatons are coming. They're taking over. We lost five planets over the weekend. There's blood everywhere.
It looks ridiculous.
It is intense.
It looks
is very
scary,
intense.
Almost. You have if you're plugged in with your headphones, it probably gets very intense. Uncomfortably intense. So, yeah, there's that. But enjoy the WNBA draft tonight if you're into that. No, but I need to go back and watch Saturday Night Live with Caitlin Clark on there as well. It looked like a whole lot of fun. But we have 1 hour left in the show today. We'll hop into the Blitz at about 6:30. We'll rewind at about 6:50. But coming up next, Parth Upadhyay to talk some Tiger basketball.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Hey, Mid-South, get to Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Spring Sales Event and get thunderstruck with 43 MPG Highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for $18,960 or $269 a month, or hit the open road road in your 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We got it. $28,350 or $379 a month. And adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We got it. $32,765 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossip Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossip Mitsubishi. 1870 Covington Pike, online 24-7 at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
All 84 months, Mirage, RH00-5921, MSRP 19460, Eclipse, RZO-342-249, MSRP 29350, Outlander, RZO-43754, MSRP 33765, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through end of the month, dealer stock only.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly. Tuesday night, Western Conference playoff game, 7-8. Winner gets the 7 seed and the right to lose to the defending champion Denver in the first round. New Orleans, a 1 or 1.5 point favorite against the Los Angeles team in purple and gold. The total in the game is 224.5. Now, New Orleans does deserve to maybe be a really slight favorite. New Orleans playing at home. New Orleans has had a nice season. New Orleans just got one of its best players back from injury. But really, we're going to go up against L.A. with the King and the Unibrow? No way. Give me L.A. on the money line. L.A. to beat New Orleans on Tuesday night. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and take your game to the next level with the King of Sportsbooks. Please gamble responsibly.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Atlas Tube in the Zekelman campus is expanding. Join a growing team in our new advanced facility that's definitely not your average steel mill. Earn great pay, bonuses, and competitive benefits while supporting the future of American steel. We're now hiring skilled industrial electricians, mechanics, maintenance, and many more. Text STEEL to 20123 for more information. Again, that's STEEL, STEEL, to 20123. Or visit us at Zekelman.com/jobs. Zekelman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.